Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
We welcome Dr. Encarna Bermejo. She's the Associate Professor of Spanish in the School of Humanities at Houston Baptist University. The Madrid native established a study abroad and internship program for HBU students based in a very special university in Spain. Tell us the name of it.
The University of Santiago de Compostela.
Well, let me tell you something. I have heard all about you and these international trips, and it is a thrill to have you.
Thank you very much.
So tell us how you got to HBU to begin with.
Well, I was finishing my PhD at the University of Houston, and I was looking to have other classes to teach. Then I met Dr. Estrada in a conference, and then he told me that they were needing lectures. So I came here while I was finishing my PhD, and then I was a lecturer for about two semesters. Then I left to finish my dissertation, and then while I was doing my dissertation, then I came back for an interview, and then I always wanted to teach in here because I was teaching at U of H, and although I love U of H and I love all my colleagues, but I love the ambience that it was here at the University of Houston, Houston Baptist University, and I love the idea that I will be able to get to know my students.
Wow, well, that is great. Mm-hmm. And you love the faith environment, I'm sure.
I do, definitely I do.
And what does faith mean to you?
What faith means to me, it means every single thing that I do every day with my life. The way that I treat you, the way that I treat my students, the way that I treat when I go to church on Sunday, the way that I communicate with people, just every single thing is the faith that you behave, how you treat people.
Couldn't agree more. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Spain. Yeah. I was born and raised in Madrid.
Such a gorgeous country.
Thank you.
Flying home from Paris the other day, and I was watching the United Airlines has countries, and I picked Spain.
Thank you.
And I was just taken with the beauty of Spain. I said to my wife, we've got to go to Spain.
So you have never been there?
No, but I've heard all about it through the years.
I think that you will enjoy it.
And Madrid, such a dynamic city.
It is a very dynamic city.
And so you were from there, and then why University of Houston? How did you get to the U.S.? When? Why?
Oh, I got to the U.S. because I got married. I got married. And
did you marry an American?
No, I did not. I married an Iranian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So I got married, and then we came to the United States because he had a job offer.
Yeah.
So we came to the United States, and we originally were living in Washington, D.C., and then we got transferred. He worked for the State Department, and then we got transferred with another company. He left the State Department, and then he got hired by Microsoft, and then we moved to Houston with Microsoft.
With Microsoft.
So that is how I came to Houston.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so PhD, University of Houston, in what?
Applied Linguistics.
Applied Linguistics.
Yes.
Tell me about that PhD thesis.
A PhD thesis? Well, I work with heritage speakers. I don't know if you're familiar with the terminology of heritage speakers. The heritage speakers is the people like it, they have been speaking their language since they were born, but really they have never been formally trained for. So there is a lot of Spanish heritage speakers in the area. So I emphasize on how they learn the language.
Now let me just make sure I got that. There are a lot of heritage Spanish speakers in the Houston
area? In the Houston area.
Okay.
So even here we have a lot of them. So these are the students that they have been talking Spanish since they were born with their parents, with their community, with their friends. But in reality, they have never been formally learned the language. So they can communicate. They have no problems whatsoever communicating orally. But they have a lot of issues. I don't want to say the word problems, but issues. They have a lot of issues when it comes to the writing, to the reading, and to the academic aspect of the language. Because really, they have never been formally trained. So.
And so your PhD thesis is in?
Describing then how is the language, how they portray the language, what is the knowledge that they have in all campus. You know, it's like the semantics, the phonetics, the grammatics, every single stage.
Now, I was working the other day with a global group that was looking at the languages of the world, and I wasn't aware that in Spanish, that are there more than one derivative of Spanish in Mexico, Spain?
I wouldn't call it derivatives of the language.
What would be the right term?
It's all the same language. We just use different lingo.
Like dialects?
Not even a dialect, okay. Because a dialect is something different. I mean, I wouldn't consider the United States English a dialect if you're comparing with the English from the British. Or from Australia.
Right.
It's all the same language.
Yes.
It's exactly the same language. Even the structures, the grammatical structures, the phonetics, the phonology, pretty much is all the same. The only difference is that we use different lingo. So we have different vocabulary, we have different words. So it's like I will understand perfectly anybody that it comes from any Central or South American country.
So when you use the word lingo, are you talking about colloquial type?
Not only colloquial, but like the words, a specific vocabulary word. So like I might say, instead of saying strawberry, I might have a word for a strawberry in Spain, where they may have a different word for in Argentina, for example. But when we are talking in the context of the conversation, I will know exactly perfectly that they're referring to an strawberry.
Got it. Now,
like in English. Okay, if you're in England, nobody will say the bathroom.
Right.
Everybody will say the loo.
Right.
So you get to know, and then that's what you're referring to.
A row in Britain means I'm in a fight.
In a fight.
A row here means I'm doing a commit.
Yeah.
I got it. Mm-hmm. As associate professor of Spanish in the School of Humanities, you had this wonderful opportunity to establish study abroad. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer. I have two grandchildren that just were in my home a couple of weeks ago, 14 and 16. And one of my concerns is that they've been too much in America. And I told this to their parents, her mother, my daughter. I said, we've got to get them out of the U.S. because until you get out of the United States, you don't really know how the world really works. And it's concerning to me that, you know, what is it? 60% of Americans don't even have a passport. Mm-hmm. And I've traveled all over the world, so I've learned to see the world in a lens of praying for the world. There had to have been a motivation for the study abroad. What was it for you?
The motivation for the study abroad for me was pretty similar to what you were saying right now. First of all, I believe that when you study a language within a classroom environment or confine it to a classroom, it's very difficult for the student really to perceive what the language is. The only thing that they see it is that it's one more subject that they have to learn. But language is not something that is static. Some language, they're completely every single day changing. And when they're in the classroom, the only thing that I felt like they get is the vocabulary, the structures, the grammatical structures. But a language is not that. A language is something that is alive, mm-hmm. something that you get. There is a culture, there is people, there is food, there is dance, there is politics,
yes.
there's everything. So for me, bring them out of the classroom, it meant to give them that. You only, because we are adults, especially when here at the university, they're learning a second language as an adult. And it's very difficult for adults to learn a second or a third language because we are judged by the way we speak. So they really don't want it to be judged by the way they speak, and they don't feel confident about it. So I felt like that is the first step. If you are within the culture, then you will feel like you are capable to speak. Mm-hmm. That is something that you just can use it for the classroom. Mm-hmm. Yes, you learn it in the classroom. Now, how do you use it? How do you communicate? How do you learn about how other people live? What do they do? Do they do the same things? Do they dress up the same way? Do they eat at the same times?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is all that? So that was my motivation. And I think that bring it out of the classroom, make them feel it, that this is alive, it's a language, it's something that you can use, it's something that is a tool for you to communicate with people. it's not something that just is for the book, and it's nice to read it, but you can communicate actually with people.
And so the study abroad internship program for HBU students at the university in Spain allows what and when?
We have two different programs. One is the one that the students go to Spain, and they go mainly to learn the language, right? And then we have the other program, the one that you just mentioned, that is the internship. The internship is for students that they're already a little bit proficiency, meaning about a 3,000 level proficiency in the language.
And what does 3,000 mean?
They have at least 6 years of Spanish.
Okay.
Three years of Spanish, not six years, I'm sorry. Two semesters.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is that they're already proficient in the language, but they wanted to use the language for a specific purpose. It might be for the medical field. So the idea for me was, okay, if they know the language, how about learning the language that they're going to be using within the hospitals or within the doctor? So that's how the internship. So we right now, we have two different internships, actually three. One is for the medical field. One is for the psychology field, and one is for the business field.
Okay, so I want to just highlight to our viewers that there is a psychology field, a medical field, and what was the third
and
one?
Business.
And business. That HBU has study abroad internship program with a very respected university in Madrid.
No, in Santiago de Compostela. And,
okay, thank you. And... but now, so what, you know, 41% of our students are Hispanic at HBU.
Right. I know.
If I was a businessman in Houston, I would just know instinctively that I have got to orient. We know the composition of our city is very much a changing composition of our country. Go to Los Angeles, New York, et cetera. I mean, candidly, I would love to learn this language.
Thank you.
And
please come to class.
Well, I just hope I don't fail.
You won't. I'll make sure you won't.
If I bring you a cupcake, maybe you could help tutor me if
I don't know
get
if that's
near the
work.
Edge. Okay. So, I mean, tell me what kind of impact it's had with the students.
What kind of impact has what? Learning the language?
Yeah, in the program.
Well, I think that it has many different impacts. First of all, they get exposed to a different language. They get exposed to know other different cultures. I think that they become more tolerant. They get a lot of benefits when it works, when it comes to the field. So they know all the language. So not only they are profitable in one language, but also in another language. When they come out of the university, they not only have a degree like everybody else has a degree, but they have a plus. A degree plus
and
one
I
more language.
I can't help but think that bilingual ability certainly helps a nurse, certainly helps.
It helps a doctor. And I think in a lot of fields, it really does help. So I think that they get a lot from the experience. They get to realize, I think the most important thing for them is that they get to realize that this is real, that they can use it, that this is not something that, okay, well, it sounds nice, now I can use it. It gets them to realize, well, you know, I can use this on my field. I can use this with my patients if I choose to be a doctor.
Right. Right.
Which, to that point, a lot of them, they have their doubts because they feel like they're not confident in the language. So they feel like, But doing the internship or doing going to the study abroad, it gives them that confidence. It gives them the first step. Definitely, you cannot learn a language in 4 weeks or 5 weeks that we go. Right.
But and how long is the internship program?
4 weeks or five.
Four or five.
Four
and
or
is
five.
It fall and spring, or is it summer or
it's
what?
Always, it has always been in summer.
From always
now, up
summer.
To now. Up to now, it has always
when
been in
summer.
When in the summer? Normally, it varies. 1 year is in the month of June. 1 year is in the month of July. So that way, they can take courses in here if they wish to. They can do semester one or semester two. The
perfect time to hit the beach in Spain.
Yeah. Yes.
I hear the beaches are really cool.
The beaches are beautiful, yes. Really beautiful.
Mallorca?
Mallorca is one of the islands in Spain.
Oh,
beautiful beaches.
I thought I should take my wife there.
Yes.
What do you think?
I grew up, perfectly. I grew up going there when I was a child, every summer.
Now, so, and this is under the School of Humanities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So talk to me about the School of Humanities at HBU.
We have many different fields of study, the School of the Humanities. We are part of the school of, I'm part of one great group of people working. So we have the English people, we have the philosophy, we have all these different groups of humanities, we have medical humanities, we have psychology, we have all these colleagues that I work with. I mean, I feel that I'm very fortunate to be at the School of Humanities. People say, you know, the skills of humanities all over, you know, it's kind of, it's not like a beat on the medical field, it's not like a beat on the business field. Well, sorry, I think that everybody's a little bit wrong. I think humanities is the base of everything, okay?
Yeah.
So I think that being part of the School of the Humanities, it made me feel part of that. I am the foundation of something. So, and I think that's what the School of Humanities, we do. I mean, we all specialize in different fields, but I think we all put in the foundation for whatever they want to be.
And is the, are the internship programs undergraduate or postgraduate or both?
Undergraduate.
Undergraduate. Mm-hmm. And so the three fields again, so where will they go during that 4-week internship?
They go to hospitals.
Hospital.
And they work at the hospital. So when
are they primarily nursing students?
They could be a nursing student, or they can be a biology student, either or.
Okay.
Okay. So what they do, once that we get there, they spend every single morning 4 hours at the hospital. So they go from 9 o'clock in the morning. Then after the hospital is done, they come back to the school and they take 2 hours of medical Spanish. Okay. Mm. So, and this is the routine that is done every Monday to Friday. So from the first time that they get there, they have we have a meeting with the departments at the different at the hospital, and each student is being given the opportunity to work on the departments that they think or they wish that they will be working on. So maybe some of them, they wanted to work in cardiology. So if there is opportunity, then the opportunity will be given to them. So the first week is a lot of training. They always have someone that they shadow. And then after that, they are allowed to do a lot of things on their own. So it's really a hands-on experience.
Mm.
So they're learning the language, and they are with the doctors, they're with the nurses, and they are doing it.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Give me some more input. I mean, so does your husband speak Farsi?
My husband speaks Farsi, and I do speak Farsi as well.
Wow. So how many languages are rolling around your house?
In a normal day?
Yes.
About three.
If you're happy, how many? If you're mad, how
oh,
many?
If I'm mad, only one.
Which is what?
Spanish.
Got to get that to it, huh?
If I'm mad, only goes to Spanish, but if not, the three of them.
You know, the Spanish culture is an amazing culture.
Thank you.
It really is. I mean, I have to be amazed. These people just seem to light up in a way to enjoy life. It reminds me what I saw in Israel, the Jewish people really know how to enjoy life. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times as Americans and Caucasians, we kind of forget that we're here to enjoy life, that we had enough religion to bug us instead of bless us, as one preacher said. Your culture, I mean, in coming to HBU, I mean, what have you felt being here? I mean, you see this growing number of Hispanic students that are coming. What observations are you making just with the ethnicity of the city and our university and the opportunity for the future?
I think it's a great institution. I think that I came at the right time because it was really flourishing and growing. And it has been flourishing and growing since I got here.
And when did you come?
For the past 7 years.
7 years.
So it really, the dynamics of the city has changed completely.
Yes.
I think with the dynamics of the city, our community has changed as well. So I think there is a big community, a Spanish community, but not only a Spanish community. We have students from all over the world.
Right.
And that really affects many different ways to our students. I think that our students have the great opportunity to mingle with other students and learn from other cultures, learn how other people live, and talk to them about how their life was. And sometimes I think that here we do not value a lot of times a lot of the things that we have And I think this helped our students to value what we have in here. I'm talking from my own experience. I mean, my son was born and raised in here. Mm-hmm. And I feel sometimes he cannot value really all the things that he's been blessed with.
Exactly.
And then I feel like when he talks to other people from different cultures, or when we are in Spain, or when we're traveling, or he has always been in schools, like he went to Strake, Yeshua, and always have the opportunity to be with many different nationalities.
He went where, I'm sorry?
Strake. To Strake Yeshua? That's
okay,
was his
yeah,
high
sure.
school.
Sure.
And now he went to study to TCU because he's a swimmer.
Sure.
And we don't have a pool.
Right.
So we can swim.
Sure.
So he has always been also had the opportunity to have all these students from many different nationalities. And I think that he has grown as a person. So I think that apply the same thing here. I say my son as an example because I see every single day more closer than I might see my students. But I think our students, they're also growing as a person. As a person, because of the institution that they are, they feel secure, they feel safe, they feel blessed. And on top of that, they have all this community that it comes from many different areas, from many different walks of life. So I think it's very enriching, all the experience. I think that's how I felt. I feel like it's very enriching.
Well, I totally agree with you. And there really is no place quite like HBU. It is an environment where, regardless of your ethnicity, mm-hmm. you are totally accepted and loved.
That's true.
And you know, I saw something interesting during Hurricane Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
My home was flooded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
to hear.
When we got back to Houston, there were 50 people on our front lawn waiting to come work on our house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was saying anything, but everything's going to be okay. We're here for you. I had a guy bring a Mercedes blowout kind of camper like I'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he pitched an awning and fed the whole neighborhood. I didn't even know who these people were.
Mm-hmm.
And big old tears came down my wife and my face. Mm-hmm. And we just said, Houston has to be one of the most special places on earth. And when you come to this university, you learn about the world because you go to school with people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a great opportunity.
Definitely it is.
And this little ideal of us four no more and the biases we have. You know, I didn't understand what Chinese people were going through till I was in Beijing in a bus that had to be qualified for weeks to not be monitored with undercover missionaries. I didn't understand what it was like to be in some of these countries till I went there.
Right.
And you are providing for our students an incredible opportunity. And we thank you from the very bottom of our hearts. Dr. Ingara, help me with your last name.
Bermejo.
Bermejo.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to take this opportunity as well.
And I want to tell everybody that you can learn more about this incredible internship study abroad program in Spain during the summer. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like packing my swim trunks and going in the back of the plane with you all.
And study.
Yeah, we got to study.
Don't forget that one.
We can learn more at hbu.edu/humanities, or you can call our admissions, and I guarantee you, we will answer every question you have at 281-649-3211. Make that telephone call. And don't forget, lots more on our website at hbu.edu/humanities.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.